It is Brian and Trisha. And you know, it is time to vote
yes.
for the primary. Much different this year.
Instead of one day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at a polling place near your home, there's several ways to accomplish voting.
Okay? But there's only one location that you can actually go and physically stand there and vote.
Right.
But we requested absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that next day that we don't have to mail them back in. We can actually bring them to the government office, to the clerk's office. So that's what I'm going to do, because you go and drop it into a triple locked box.
Yeah, the box has one key that only Debbie Donnelly has a key to. One, the Republican Party head for the Hardin County area has a key to, and one, the Democrat head has a key to.
Yes.
So no one person can get in this box.
Right. And I think this is, I have absentee voted before, but not like this.
Right.
You know, this is different for everybody this time. And so you don't, you know, you can still mail your ballot in if you would like to.
Sure.
Or you can actually physically bring it up there. Or if you didn't get an absentee ballot, you go up there and vote in person.
We did the same thing, but we kind of had an extra reason. This is Keegan's first time voting.
Yes.
So he wanted to spend some extra time with the ballot, and he wanted to kind of make sure he did his due diligence. And so he got his ballot in the mail. He opened it up and he spent over an hour poring over those candidates to make sure that he felt confident that he was voting for someone that most aligned with his political beliefs.
I have so much respect for that.
And I was really impressed. And he discussed it with me. And I didn't tell him how to vote.
Right.
You know, ultimately, strangely, he ended up picking the same people I did. But his belief system seems to line up with mine and my wife's pretty closely.
Funny how that happens.
Well, you know, but it doesn't always.
Right.
Kids don't always agree with their parents.
Right. But, you know, he's an informed voter.
And I was very proud of him.
We all need to be informed voters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know, pick because you recognize a name. Make sure you understand why you're voting for that person.
You may not be recognizing it for a good reason.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, please vote. You have no reason to complain if you don't vote. Yeah. I don't want to hear it if you don't vote.
Yes. Go vote. And, you know, just because it's different doesn't mean it's not possible.
Right.
So still go vote.
And the other thing is, I don't even care if you and I agree politically. I don't care about that. I just want your voice to be heard.
Yes.
Just like I want mine to be heard.
Absolutely.